When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod. This is where you get soothing affirmations infused with self-love, available anytime you need them. Here's a smile for new listeners and a happy wave to returning listeners. Today's episode is Affirmations for Caregivers. I see you. I hear you. Thank you for sharing your request for this episode. And I know caregiving can be so many different relationships between the caregiver and the person you're caring for, also different circumstances. The needs of the person you are caring for may be more physical, more mental, more emotional. And so, disclosure, I've done my best with this episode to try and capture something that can help you. I know it's rough. I know it's hard. I know it's draining. So I wanted to be sure to have this episode for you. One listener put it this way. I've been looking through the relationship category. I'm not finding something I'd really like to have. If you're in a relationship that you are bound to for whatever reason, like a caregiver, parent, spouse of someone with a mental illness, what encouragement can you give us? There is no understood date or light at the end of the tunnel. If you are white-knuckling through a situation with grit and determination, what affirmation can help? Am I worthy of more than I'm getting? Yes. Can I responsibly do anything about it? Not really. It seems to me this applies to many people during COVID, stuck together, at least for now. Thanks for considering this as a topic. And I can't read everyone's request, but I want to thank everyone for being so real, so raw, so honest with your struggles. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. Boy, I wish I could say it's clean air. But it can have so many different pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores. And according to the EPA, the air we breathe indoors is at least 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outdoors. So what can we do about it? Well, I've been using Air Doctor because it filters out at least 99% of the contaminants, like the ones I mentioned earlier, but also, of course, bacteria and viruses that can make you sick. Especially after such a rough cold and flu season in the winter, I knew I really needed this. This is also great if you are working indoors all day, interacting with the public. Come see for yourself. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code affirmation to get up to $300 off your air purifier. And just for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any of their air purifiers. You get this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's airdoctorpro.com and use promo code affirmation. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. And now let's settle into our bodies, relaxing your muscles. Smooth, easy breaths. Here's affirmations for caregivers. I am a caregiver. Right in that title is the word give. I give. I give care. In a unique set of challenges and a complicated set of emotions. I am in this. I am carrying the weight of more than myself. My time, energy, and attention is consumed by so much that's involved with caregiving. I recognize the effect that this has on me. But I don't see any other way. I get that I'm doing so much caregiving that my self-care is suffering. I am in this. I am present for my loved one. And sometimes I reach my breaking point. I'm here, I'm a caregiver, I want to keep being a caregiver. I also know I can't pour from an empty cup. How? My big question is how? How do I take care of me, even at the most minimal level, as I take care of someone who needs help, support, time, attention, and someone to be the liaison, point person? It's a lot. I check in with myself. Even if it means it's when I'm in the bathroom, I check in. How am I feeling? What do I need? And what can I do to meet my needs? In all this, I need emotional strength, physical nourishment, and rest. And spiritual time. I take action on how I can help myself a little better as I continue my caregiving. I am a loving, patient, and understanding caregiver. I have what I need to manage my breaking points. I know how to treat feeling overwhelmed and like I'm drowning in this, and get myself back to myself on solid ground. I do what I need to manage frustration without snapping or lashing out. I accept the reality. Some days will be better than others. Some will be worse than others. I'm getting really good at problem solving on my feet. I am doing an amazing job. I accept myself. I encourage myself. I forgive myself. And whenever I need to, I know how I can conveniently and quickly talk it out, write it out, work it out. I hold tight to special memories when times get tough. I give myself something to look at, something to hold on to, something that engages my senses and helps me maintain my perspective. I'm still going to be good to me, and that means I manage my expectations of myself. I manage my relationship with guilt. I manage how my weaknesses have more of a spotlight on them during this time. I celebrate even the tiniest of victories each day. I am doing my best. I am giving all I can. I am learning how I can do things better. I accept help that can take something off my plate. I am stable, and I am meeting the needs of each day. I ask for help and support as early as I can. I'm deciding how I will add myself to the list of the people I care for today. I'm adding to my cup. I'm giving myself support. I am doing an incredible job. I am an amazing, loving, and helpful caregiver. I am real about how I'm doing. This is me in hard times. I see the good that is here, and I see that I can do the hard things. I have the strength to carry on. I am a loving, patient, and understanding caregiver. That is my gift for you today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need. Or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. My wish is for every caregiver to have solid supports when times get tough. And when it comes to caregiving, we know there's points where they will. If this episode was helpful and you want the ad-free version, that's available for Affirmation Pod Premium Access members. You can hear about that by going to affirmationpod.com/join. That's affirmationpod.com/join. I send much love, strength, and wisdom to you as you give care to a loved one. Thank you for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. It's Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now. And have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? It's also where you can listen to Affirmation Pod episodes, as well as some other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thank you for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.